This is episode number 2318 of the Who Cares News for Wednesday, October 19th, 2022. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Oh, the drama. We're hearing of another one of Hollywood's worst-kept secrets. But the funny thing is, I didn't know.
You didn't know?
I did not know.
What secret is this?
James Corden has a reputation for being difficult.
Difficult? Wow.
I've always been a James Corden fan. And it's like, I find this out yesterday.
I've been hearing rumblings that people don't like working with him. And I just heard that like in the last month or so.
James was banned from New York City's Balthazar restaurant. A highfalutin restaurant.
Yeah.
Because he mistreated the waitstaff.
What?
Don't do that, James.
Oh, No.
The owner also called him a tiny cretin of a man.
Oh, my God. A tiny cretin of a man. Oh, have you seen James Corden? He's not tiny. He's not tiny.
So once the news broke, James phoned the owner and apologized profusely.
Oh, now I see. Doing a little damage control there, Jimmy. Okay, I got it.
Well,
now.
I guess he learned that he can't get away with it. Someone's going to... And maybe he figured that nobody would say anything.
Yeah. That's possible.
And so he got busted. And so then he apologizes. I hate it when people do
that. Well, but you know, at least he did that.
That's true.
I mean, I think that's good that he did that. Because if he just ignored it, I think that would be bad. You know, I mean, it's one thing to go like, yeah, I'm not going to get down on that level. But when you don't do it, you end up like Ellen DeGeneres. And nobody wants anything to do with you.
Now, once the news broke that he is a tiny cretin of a man.
He's a tiny cretin.
he did apologize profusely.
Yeah.
The ban has been lifted. All is good in the hood for now.
For now. Yeah, sure.
But if we were James, even though he can go back to Balthazar, we probably wouldn't. Since you know you might get some spit in your feet.
Yeah, no. I think it's probably best if he avoid that place.
Yeah.
Like forever.
Now, this wasn't James' first rodeo.
Oh, really?
In June, he made a scene at Balthazar over finding a hare. I guess he ate the food before he got to the hare. I don't know.
Okay, I guess.
And insisted free champagne for the table and that his bar tab be written off.
Well, you know, you don't make a big scene about that, especially in a highfalutin restaurant like that where you're going to be seen by people. And here's the other thing about being a celebrity in a public place. Everything you do is under the microscope because everybody's got a damn phone.
Of course.
With a camera in it. And they could take
anything
video.
Anything that you, just walking out your front door.
But I mean, if you throw a fit, a bloody fit, as a matter of fact, in some highfalutin restaurant, you better believe that fit's going to end up on Twitter.
Well, naturally.
Yeah. So that's interesting. That's really interesting. So he's been forgiven. The one incident. He can go back
hourly.
To Balthazar. Okay. Yeah, hourly. God.
Hourly he's been forgiven.
He's done after this season. He's done with the late show.
Right.
Or late show, they call it. And it's too bad because, you know, he's good on TV. And I'm sure Carpool Karaoke will survive some way, shape, or whatever fashion. And he might do a British show. You know, he might be the next Graham Norton. Who knows?
Back in the day when he was first getting started, it was Little Jimmy.
Little Jimmy.
When he was Little Jimmy, he was supposedly a nice guy.
Well,
so maybe he got too big for his britches.
I've heard otherwise, but
really,
yeah. But we're out of time to talk about it. We'll discuss it maybe on a podcast near you soon.
Well, this might shut Kanye up.
Hmm.
Family of George Floyd plans to file a $250 million defamation suit.
What?
Against Ye over comments he made on the Drink Champs podcast in which he claimed that George Floyd was killed by fentanyl and not murdered by convicted former Minneapolis Police Department officer Derek Chauvin.
Kanye, come on. $250 million?
Well, that's a drop in the bucket for him.
Well, no, but that's a lot of money.
It is.
No, I mean, you know, the guy's not worth billions. He's not.
Chauvin, as we know, is serving a not long enough 22-and-a-half-year sentence after being found guilty of second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter.
Something has got to shut him up and take him out of you know, yeah. the public light. Why? I know that they cancel or delete his accounts on social for a couple of days. Uh-huh. Then they give him back. It's like, why? He's being a bully. And I get it that
he's a bully.
Somewhat That's related sure. to his mental health. Yes. But at the end of the day, he's spewing and we don't need him to spew. And so maybe hit him where it hurts. Hit him in the pocketbook.
Intervention, anything.
Well, the intervention didn't work. I mean, they tried to do it when he was married to Kim. No, it's a situation where he's spewing hate.
Spewing
inaccurate information.
Well, he's just spewing.
It's dangerous that he's spewing.
Yeah, it is.
So, yet he's still selling records.
And spewing more.
And people are still playing his music on the radio.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm at this point where it's
Boycott Kanye.
I think we should probably boycott Kanye.
Boycott Ye.
Yeah.
So on the podcast, Kanye, cited watching the Candace Owens documentary about Floyd's murder as his source for its claims.
And I'm not familiar with that.
And
so
he claimed, okay, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay. He claimed that Chauvin's knee was not on Floyd's neck. Did he watch some different footage than I did?
Yeah, I think that's ridiculous. Yeah, that's just ridiculous.
So this in addition to Kanye's recent rants against the Jewish media as well as other recent troubles.
Oh, yeah.
And so far, this is the only lawsuit thrown against him for his actions.
Stay tuned because if this goes through, I think he's going to start getting sued.
As he well should.
I mean, the rumors are that Kim is sending the kids to school with protection.
He opened up a school, Donda.
The Donda School.
It's not accredited.
No, of course not.
But he wants his children to go to Donda.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay.
And so, because Kimmy's like going, no, with just reason.
Right, sure.
He spewed out the name of their private school that the kids go to, which... And you know people, there's some nuts people out there.
Some lawyers need
to get
involved.
So Kim is afraid that someone's going to go to the school.
You're going to have to move the kids.
And so the school has hired extra protection or security, and Kim is footing the bill.
Gotcha.
And I don't blame her.
Well, we're not making any fun of this. Just thought we'd point this out, that this is something that needs to happen. I agree. It needs to happen. Sue Kanye. There you go.
Duct tape over the mouth might work for him as well.
Yeah. All right, more Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day, and
that's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.